Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party, the Spirit of America Party, a radio show, and the Spirit of America Party book. My name is Abu Tam, the American fundamentalist. I put the fun in fundamentalism. I was just listening about an hour ago to Mark Simone, and he's playing, you know, WABC radio hits. And I don't understand any of that music. But I do know that the 60s generation is now old enough to die. And I'm looking forward to that, because they killed this country, and now it's their turn to die. So I'm dedicating this tune to the 60s generation. All you hippies and potheads and free lovers out there.
O'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around 10 o'clock tonight. What is that? Right, so join me home. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around with the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes 2, 3, and 4.
A little taste of what we'll be doing tonight. And I got to tell you, I listen to a lot of shows, and Latinos get the short end of the stick. They always have to go to a Spanish-speaking radio to get any kind of Latin music. There's no Latin music out there except on the Spanish-speaking stations. That's not fair. That's discrimination. Whites are being discriminated against because we like that Latino music. But anyway, I'm gonna read you a couple of epistles, and then after I vent, I'm going to swing back to Romantica, some romantic songs, and you'll hear me break into a theme that what happened to love. Did love die in the 50s? So hang in there, and we'll give you previews of coming attractions. I got a couple of things I got to vent, and then I get it off my chest, and I'll be normal again. You know, when Washington, with the help of the French, beat the Brits at Yorktown, the surrender song that the British Army played was "The World Turned Upside Down." And that's what's happening to us right now. The Brits could come back and play that tune for us, because our world has been turned upside down. You think about this. The state of California can't pay its bills. It has driven all the small business out of that state that had a chance of surviving. They are $58 billion in the hole. They can't pay their bills. So you know what they're telling Obama to do? Let Nebraska pay our tab, because Nebraska is good for the money. That's what they're doing. They're making states that pay as you go pay for them. And what are they doing? They've capped all the oil wells that could produce income and get the state out of hock, because they want green, gangrene, because everything is dying. And not only that, but they want same-sex marriages, which is not a bad idea. I'm thinking of going down to City Hall and marrying my cat. He's a male. I'm a male. Unbelievable, man. This is the Golden State, California. Here I come, right back where I started from, where bowers of flowers that bloom in the sun. I forget the rest of it. Every day, birdies sing. Now look at it. It's a hellhole. So what do? The biggest hellhole inside the hellhole is Oakland, California. It's the devil's pit. Okay? That's where the devil, he does his exercises for the day. So they're going to legalize weed. Do you realize what's going to happen when they legalize weed? You won't have to worry about closing the border, because the Mexican drug lords will just come here. They'll come here and set up shop, and they'll be running the game. And they'll all be government workers. The lettuce growers out there, you won't have to worry about paying Jose to pick a head of lettuce, because there ain't going to be no lettuce out there. Those farmers are going to grow the most profitable crop they can get their hands on, and that's going to be weed. And not only that, in Milwaukee tonight, they're complaining that the teachers union wants Viagra as part of their medical plan. They say it discriminates against men. And it's only going to cost the taxpayers $585,000 a year. That's what they think. Yeah. So these are the big problems we have in the USA. Same-sex marriage in California. And I just heard that the bans of marriage have been announced for the first time between Arnold Schwarzenegger and Governor Jerry Brown. They're going to marry a cantaloupe. It's going to be a threesome. Unbelievable, man. We're in trouble. We're losing our country. Al-Qaeda is warming up. You know what they're doing? They're making a deal with Wilkinson Sword, that the Brits are going to sharpen the swords for Al-Qaeda and the box cutters. Everybody's getting a box cutter. And here in New York, what are we doing? We're selling out the 911, our sacred dead. We're selling them out to Islam, the jihad religion. and I'm so tired of watching these no Liberty Bells politicians tell me that Islam is a religion of peace and we can't judge all Muslims by a few crazies. Well, let me tell you, a few crazies in the Islamic religion is probably 500 million. But that's all right. We're all going to, you know what we're going to do? We're going to watch those big caterpillar bulldozers burying all the bodies. There will be no 911 candles in the wind moment next. I'm looking at Pakistan tonight. They got a flood that just wiped out 1,400 people standing on the corner. And they are trying to drag a school bus out of the river. And I'm saying to myself, look at this. They can't even fight a flood, but they got nukes. Isn't that great? They got nukes. They get a parade once a year. They bring out the nukes. And the Iranians, they don't even have potable water. All they got is heavy water, and you can't drink it. They don't even have gasoline. They got to push the truck to the town square to hang the women. And we're listening to this communist crap that not all Muslims are bad. It's a religion of war. Jihad is in the Quran. 72 virgins is what you get. Every imam in the world is telling that to all his trainees. So don't tell me this is a religion of peace, because it's not. It's a religion of war. You cannot be anything but a Muslim and live. You see those 10 people that got caught in Afghanistan? An eye doctor who had been serving the Afghan people, an American eye doctor from New York. They shot his eyes out. There was 10 people caught. They let one guy go. You know which guy they let go? The guy that was saying his prayers and facing east, chanting verses from the Quran. They spared him, and they killed everybody else, including women. These guys, they need to be nuked into oblivion. No good will come. And I got a question for you tonight. When we pull out of Afghanistan and the Taliban come in and they start to cut the throats of every man, woman, and child that smiled at an American, isn't it time to go back and get them all? Wouldn't that be a nice turnaround? We pull out and we pull back in right away and we annihilate the bastards. That's what we should have done in Nam. As those tanks came into Saigon, we should have said, changed our mind, we're going to fight some more. We would have had divisions out in the open. We could have annihilated them too. But America lost its Liberty Bells. So hang in there, and I'll read you about let's see what we're going to read here. 525,000 government employees are heading off to pension land. How about we close the books on those jobs and go a tad bit leaner? No one gets hurt in a layoff. What excuse can we give? How about we can't afford it? When I grew up, I used to see a sanitation worker immaculately dressed. He was dressed like a full bird colonel in the military. And speaking of full bird colonels in the military, hey guys, stop wearing all those medals. You're starting to look like heroes of the Soviet Union. The ribbon says it all. Stick to the ribbons. Forget the medals. Besides, everybody will hear you coming. If you fall overboard, you'll sink right away. Yeah, when I grew up, I used to see a sanitation worker immaculately dressed in a sharp-looking uniform, pushing a barrel on wheels, sweeping the street. Today, a small New York City store owner has to stop doing his job to sweep 18 inches out into the street or face a $100 a day fine. Now, does he get help from the sanitation worker whose job he is doing? No. The sanitation worker now writes him a summons and throws the carbon from the ticket into the tax slave's workload. And that's why the small businessman, anybody who says small business is the backbone of America, he's a bone crusher. He's breaking the back of America. Politicians break the back of small business every day. You want to do something smart and get your country back? Start manufacturing again. And fire OSHA and the EPA. Send them to FEMA along with the CIA to give out bottled water. Hang in there. I'll be right back. Oh, I wanted to mention something else to you. You know, they're saying that the 9.5% unemployment is a lie because a lot of people gave up looking for jobs and they're off the unemployment rolls. I got a call from a guy. He was on a boat, his boat, and he's complaining that he couldn't buy an item today because they cut out his unemployment. He's been on it for 2 years. And he says he just got it back retroactively, so he'll be in tomorrow to buy some stuff. Yeah, we're in trouble, huh? And my mother told me when she was a young girl, a bag of flour was welfare. Welfare was a bag of flour. Imagine everybody showing up to get their welfare check, which they get mailed to them direct now. They get direct deposit. And the guy get behind the counter gives them a bag of flour. What do you think they'd say? What would the reaction be? Yeah, you think about that. We lost our country and we're never getting it back. And all you Republicans who think you're going to sweep back into office, look what you're sweeping back in, the same crap that you just swept out. You're getting back the same old stuff. Look at what this vote for Kagan. Did you see this woman? She's going on a Supreme Court. Did you see that horse? Do you think that woman is a judicial caliber? Are you kidding me? Unbelievable. And she's going to be on the Supreme Court. And, oh, we got three women now. Isn't that great? Isn't that great? That's what we need. Better than a goat. Better than a goat. Yeah. Equal rights for goats. That's coming next. I was a goat and I was discriminated against. People, when I walked by, people used to go, bah. Oh, man. You see this guy up in Connecticut? That went in and shot all his friends, and he said he was discriminated against, and they said the N-word. You know where he got that from? He's got that from the training video he got from Al Sharpton, how to write the N-word upside down on your breasts. Yeah. Unbelievable, man. And there's poor blacks that are trying to keep it together, that are trying to stop drugs from coming into Oakland. And here the state is bringing them in by the truckload. And the churches that you never heard of, small community churches where they hug together, putting the wagons in a circle to fend off the evil that's all around them, dancing around them and stomping them. You never hear of these churches, the Church of the Nazarene. You never hear of these small black churches. All you hear are the ones that Jesse goes to and Reverend Wright, who has a $5 million house on Lake Michigan. A $5 million house that was given to him by his parishioners. Oh, isn't that wonderful? And when he lives on the end of goddamn America driveway. Yeah, oh yeah. Well, look what America did to me. They treated me. They mistreated me. Yeah, listen, would you mind moving your boat? You're getting close to my dock. We are Uncle Sam, the Useless of A. That's who we are. USA, the Useless of A. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, let me get my epistles. I'll read them, and then we'll go into Sweet and Gentle.
Sentence. But soon I will show them no coward of mine. My crime was a love of a land I was born in. For a hero I've lived, and a hero I'll die.
That's the song that was sung by an Irishman who was to be hanged for fighting for his country. He lost his country, and his country lost their freedom, and they didn't get it back for 500 years. And you better pray to God that no American has to sing a similar song. You lost your country and you're never getting it back. I said Kagan's vote was the litmus test for the duck and cover repuppies. If you can't count on your own party, what's the use? Hang in there. The five repuppies who supported Kagan were Senator Susan Collins, Olympia Snow of Maine, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, Richard Lugar of Indiana, and Judd Gregg of New Hampshire. It would be safer for real Republicans in Maine to vote Democrat and get rid of the Cauldron sisters. Republicans in Maine do not have Republican representation. Lindsey Graham is the Chuck Schumer of the South. Richard Lugar should go back home to Indiana. You cannot send him for ammo. Judd Gregg is Obama's fair-haired Republican. They pretend to fight, but Judd will come through for Obama when the cow chips are down. Democrats always unite regardless of the issue. Flag burning, baby killing, legalizing dope, same-sex marriages, covering up 9/11, covering up Fannie Dodd, Freddie Frank, and not counting the military vote. Repuppies, delouse yourself. Here is the good news. And this may very well happen, and I pray that it does. If you were here before, you're getting the door. Both parties did us wrong. It is time to say so long, no more terms for termites. And then I wave my symbol, and that's the Don't Tread on Me flag, and it's attached to a broom. Mr. Leech politician, it is time to do like the shepherds do. Get the flock out of here. Eric Holder announces his big collar. 12 Somalis and only 6 got away. He needs to be an Arizona border guard. Notice the lunchtime press conference followed by the Al-Qaeda Academy Awards. I'd like to thank everybody who made this event possible. Mohammed Atta, the uncatchable Osama bin Laden, Mullah Adam Gidan, the pride of California, my shrink Major Hassan, Reverend Wright, Malik Shabazz, Oliver Stone, and one gay private who showed and told 90,000 Pentagon top secrets to the KGB, with another 15,000 yet to go. He hid them in the health care bill, knowing nobody would look there. As Eric Hug, a Taliban holder, was snowing the nation, on another channel, a Pentagonian spokesman was drying his eyes, begging Wikipedia to return the stolen documents, saying, "If you don't bring them back, I'm telling mommy." Does anybody know one name of the 65 dead this month in Afghanistan? Did you know Obama's watch count in 18 months is double Bush's body count for 8 years? His firing of McChrystal because McChrystal was quoted as encouraging discouraging words has left our professor president with only one general home on the range. And to that honey of a judge who overturned 7 million votes, there's a patriot message for you. When the ballot no longer counts, bullets will. And you better think about what you did. You cannot overturn the will of the people. Pray the Supremes go 5-4 for boys and girls together forever. So, having said that, let me take a quick break, and I think I have one more. I think it has to do with Mayor Bloomingdale, and then we'll go romantic. We have late-breaking news that we're going to open the show with. It's just been announced that Mike Savage has been banned from England, and we're going to up that report with a later report, which hasn't broken yet. You're hearing it first on this show for the first time, and that is that Mike Savage has been linked to the IRA. For months now, the rumor has grown wings, and Michael Savage has been banned from England and identified by British intelligence as an IRA member. British Pakistani Parliament has shown footage of Michael Savage joining the IRA at a local Chase Manhattan Bank. And here's a photo of him punching in his password at an all-the-men machine, commonly known as the ATM. It is alleged that his connection to the IRA is at the highest level, the Roth division. World News Daily reports that IRA really means Independent Radio Man's Association. But British intelligence refutes that denial. In other news today, the Queen of England has been denied a visa to New York City. Former Mayor Giuliani stated, "We already have Queens, and Staten Island doesn't want her either." However, Mike is to be knighted by Sir Thomas O'Donnell, the 5th Earl of Clonmel, Tipperary, Ireland, and given the clan shield, and two new symbols have been added to the coat of arms in honor of Michael the Archangel Savage. One is a sword through the heart, which symbolizes that only a beautiful woman can pierce our hearts. And the other is a sword through a pig, which indicates we now keep kosher. Rise now, Sir Michael Savage, and hoist your glass with us.
I bend me to that bidding, the spirit of each selfish plan, with cruel passion ridding. But yet I hope someday to aid. Oh, can such hope be vain, when my dear country will be made a nation once again, a nation once again, a nation once again, and Ireland long a province be, a nation once again, a nation once again, a nation once again. And Ireland, long a province be, a nation once again.
I thought you might like that a bit with Mike Savage. I did that when he was banned in Britain, and nobody was sticking up for him. He often says, if I don't toot my horn, nobody else will, and he's right. But speaking of tooting horns, I turn on Fox, and Imus is on, and he's massaging John Kerry. He's giving him a neck massage. I think that they should do a remake of Brokeback Mountain with Imus and John Kerry. But he's always defending John Kerry, and so I thought I would put in my three fenning. And I would shout the Kerry battle cry. And the Kerry battle cry is, stay in communist college or you'll end up in Iraq with the dummies. Remember when he said that, Mr. Taxpayer? There used to be a joke about John Kerry. When he was a kid, he was teased at school for having a big head. And he cryingly told his mom, who soothed his distress, and after he was calmed down, his mom sent him to the store. He was crying, you know, everybody makes fun of me, I don't want to go to school no more. They call me Johnny Big Head. And his mother said, Johnny, you have a normal size head. Everybody loves you. God loves you. I'm not going to school anymore. Even the policeman on the corner says, good morning, Johnny Big Head. I'm not going anymore. I said, Johnny, you're a normal child, and God loves you. Now dry your eyes and go to the store for mommy. Okay, mommy, what do you want? 50 pounds of potatoes. 50 pounds of potatoes? How am I going to carry 50 pounds of potatoes? In your hat, you effing big head. Yeah, he bought a $7 million yacht on the books, and he gave the business to his local constituents who elected him. Yeah, from New Zealand. And his campaign promise was, feed me and I'll feed you. And then he sailed from Stavos to Providence, Marijuana, Rhode Island, to beat the tax law that he voted for. He really didn't vote for the 10% tax that wiped out the marine industry from 1990 to date. Anything the millionaires and lawyers in D.C. touch turns to kelp. And speaking of millionaires and lawyers, the last thing we need in Washington, D.C. is another jerk to put his name on an amendment that somebody's got to read. And when I grew up, My parents and everybody else's parents told their child, you can be anything you want in the United States. You can be president if you want. Now, when you tell that to your kid, you got to say, if you have $100 million. Because that's what it costs to be president. You got to smear a lot of people. And you don't stop smearing. And if you play your cards right, you'll get smeared back. Just ask the Clintons how much money is on the table in the counting room. So tell me how an ex-president who only had a government job is worth $137 million on the books, on the table. Tell me how Chelsea's wedding was protected by 14 Coast Guard boats and the entire southern oil coast is lucky to get five. Marie Antoinette didn't even have an $11,000 wedding cake with inflation, adjusted for inflation. And all Jesus had was two loaves and two fishes. Now you can tell your kids anybody can be president as long as they have $100 million for the media. We lost our country and we're never getting it back. More tea, anybody? And I'll tell you something. You got one shot to get your country back. After that, it's not yours. You're going to have to take lessons on how to speak with a foreign accent so you can blend in. The Bloomingdale Mosque should be given museum status. We can show how another Mohammed Atta was freed by Bill Clinton during the Great Gaza Giveaway. We can show where Al-Qaeda trained. We can show Jimmy Carter surrendering our embassy to terrorists saying F the Shah of Iran. We can show the Al-Khobar Towers, the beating, the torture, and hanging of Beirut Station Chief Buckley, who was treated as if he was an Iranian woman. We can show the murder of 247 unarmed Marines, plus embassy bombings, train bombings, London and Madrid, Jewish temple bombings in Morocco, tourist hotel bombings, the selling of Danny Pearl's throat to the Saudis for $30,000, the Fallujah Bridge, the Hassan raid on Fort Hood, the blowing up of Pan Am and the blowing up of Pan Am's business, the murder of Navy diver Robert Stethem and putting TWA out of business, the stoning of Persian women, the attempt to put American Airlines and United Airlines out of business. Of course, these few atrocities that go back over 30 years of jihad pale by comparison to the panty head torture at Abu Ghraib. 911, we forget nothing. Build your jihad victory mosque, Bloomingdale, with the help of your bought 910 New York Quislings. What goes around comes around. Is anybody making a list for Christmas? Put me down for a crusader tunic. And here's an update on my beef with Mayor Bloomingdale. Mayor Bloomingdale, upon buying his office the first time, denying Rudy Giuliani a third term, swung into action immediately, naming a high school after San Francisco Mayor Harvey Milk. A New York high school. This is I call New York the doormat state. Anybody can come here and wipe their feet and run for the Senate and run for the presidency. You only have to stay here 10 minutes and then you can take your shot for the presidency. So he named a high school after Harvey Milk, who was played in the movies by that communist Sean Phnom Penh. I hold Sean Phnom Penh personally responsible for the murder of 2.5 million Cambodians because his apathy is what got them killed. His anti-Americanism is what got him killed. At a time when the nation was trying to come together, this mayor chose to segregate homosexual kids from the general population, citing persecution could only be prevented by isolating the victims. His disregard for the Muslim murder of 2,800 New Yorkers and 200 unborn babies in a jihad religious assault, sanctioned by Islamic imams who teach jihad in mosques throughout the world, our peace-loving at any price mayor told us after 9 years of no new towers that we have to move on. And my hunch is that he would say the same thing even if his own daughter was trapped on the 80th floor saying goodbye to Dad's voicemail. You remember Melissa? Melissa called to say goodbye to her mom, and all she got was an answering service, an answering machine. I'll bet you her mom plays that every day. That message is worn out. Now, having bought a city council and appointing the head of the Islamic Community Board, number one, he calls 911 New Yorkers racists, saying that the dead firemen would welcome the Jihad Victory Mosque. I knew some of those dead firemen, and the ones I knew would die again to prevent it. Spare me the campaigning politics, O Wazir of New York. Too bad you were not as defensive when your ACLU-guided teachers were training children to do the communist creche dance while banning poinsettias and saying happy holidays to the followers of baby Jesus. But the God of the New and Old Testament was a convenient crutch for you in the Staten Island ferry crash. Instead of paying off for crew inefficiency, you called your bad management an act of God. How dare you say your jails can handle Gitmo detainees when two Al-Qaeda stole the eyesight of Louis Pepe, a Manhattan jail guard who was outnumbered and overpowered and then stabbed in the eye to the brain 3 inches. With a sharpened commissary hairbrush, two Al-Qaeda in the same cell, which never should have been, and the assault video disappeared. They used Pepe's blood to make the sign of the cross on his body. How dare you say your jails can handle Gitmo detainees? Surely you have seen the Al-Qaeda training videos where the target is not a bullseye but a cross. For you to call 911 New York is racist clearly indicates you have no skin in the game. In my opinion, when Bin Laden returns to meet his 1 million dead New Yorker quota, and never forget, from Obama's lips, he has said, all American taxpayers are Jews. You will lead the evacuation, running over the stragglers, shouting, get out of the way. And you won't be on your little bicycle, you'll be in your limo. You have done the greatest disservice to all the victims of 911. But take liver, for surely you have no heart. You are not alone. You're in good company. Anthony Weiner, Gary Ackerman, Charlie Rangel, Gregory Meeks, Carolyn Maloney, and Jerry Nadler all voted 55 days before 911 to let the American flag burn, calling it freedom of speech. Roll call 232, HJ Resolution 36 on the 17th day of July, 2001. But who's counting? Chuck Schumer beat them to 9/11 by 15 days. He voted SJR-7 to let American flags burn, including the 343 that draped the coffins of 343 firemen. We can't move on. There are 1,000 legs at the city morgue still waiting to be identified. The DNA dust that covered 910 New Yorkers windowsills, your fabulous community board, prompting them to complain to the EPA, that same DNA dust and ashes that covers the Staten Island dump is now being used to fill potholes, and you want to give us a mosque? The Jihad Victory Mosque mask can be foisted upon the nation as freedom of religion, but it passes the smell of death test. According to Islam, there can only be mosques. And by the way, mosques make excellent dumps, ammo dumps, throughout the world. So please don't play the mosaic melting pot on us. We are no longer one from many. We are the appointed, like you, and the disappointed, like us. Once again, you leave us wide open and vulnerable. Fi amanillah, alaykum wa salam. Bartender, give me something to drown my sorrows. Oops. You think there was more love years ago? Do you think there was more a heartache and love scenes years ago? Did people love each other more years ago? What do you think? How much you want odds on a wedding? Do you know bookmakers are starting to give odds on marriages? That's Frankie Lane singing that he's losing his love, but he's still faithful. Try that today. Now here's one from the ladies. This is a dedication, a song of dedication.
Oh.
think guys dream of girls like they did 40 years ago, 50 years ago?
I have dreamed that your arms are lovely, and I have dreamed what a joy you'll be. I have dreamed every word you whisper when you're close to me. How you look in the glow of evening. I have dreamed and enjoyed the view in these dreams. I've loved you so that by now I think I know what it's like to be loved by you.
Listen to that Sinatra tune very carefully. The one thing that overwhelms you is the musical accompaniment. It is so full, it takes your breath away. You go back and you listen to that tune again, and you listen to how close that vocalist is with that band. They're interwoven, and accompaniment is everything. And that's what makes beautiful music. And the girl on your arm, or the guy in your arms, can be an entire orchestra. You got to make the right choice. It's the only decision in your life that you got to live with. And you think about that. And Frank Sinatra, right? His first wife, I think her name was Nancy. If he had stayed with Nancy, hey, we all get old and wrinkly. You know, he would have died a happy prune. And the same with Dean Martin, if he had stayed with Jeannie. But you know, Jesus says, a good man falls 7 times a day. Look at Mel Gibson. Do you think that when he looks in the mirror, he sees a Jekyll and a Hyde? Do you think he screams out, his soul cries out? The best thing that could happen to Mel Gibson is that his wife and children forgive him and go get him and bring him home. That would be the best thing. That would be a gift from God. Will it happen? It's hard in today's world. People don't stay married for more than 10 minutes. We all know people who came back from the honeymoon and got divorced. There are 100 sad stories out there for every good one. That's why there are more nuns today than ever before. They don't go to the bar scene. They're on the internet hoping they don't get the Boston Strangler. It is hard today. It is sad. How can you start raising a family at 45? When teenagers used to get married. Yeah, they were too young. But they lasted longer than most people today. Hey. It's like walking through a minefield. You got to be very careful. There's all kinds of old wives' tales and hints. Better to marry somebody that loves you than you love. What does he do for a living? You know, I don't know. Where'd you meet him? At a train station. He had an overcoat on in the summertime. We're in trouble. It's hard. It's hard out there. But whatever. When the die is cast, make the most of it. And when you get senior stupid, and you think you're younger than your wife because some bimbo turned your head, just remember that woman that stood by you when you didn't have, like the snakes say, a pit to hiss in. Yeah. So, let's see if we can find another love song. And we'll attack your melancholy side. Here's another one on the lady side. This is a Let's Stick Together song.
If the sun should tumble from the sky, if the sea should suddenly run dry, a dream I feel should fall apart, I can still be smiling with my heart. If you love me, really love me, let it happen, darling, I won't care. Shall I catch a shooting? I can bring it where you are if you'll only say you care. I can make a mountain fall. I'll do anything at all as long as you are there. When at last our life on earth is through,
K-Star. And now the next one I'm going to dedicate to all the guys.